The applicants from Dakota Pacific are proposing a mixed-use project of nearly 1.3 million square feet and 1,100 residences on the property approved for the Boyer-Tett Park in 2008. The Snyderville Commission, holding the meeting via Zoom, was not scheduled to make a decision. However, the planners were told early on by their IT staff that the Zoom program, licensed by the county, only allows for 100 participants, and they had already maxed out that number. There was another note of confusion when one resident entered the meeting to comment about the capacity issue, then found she was dropped out of the session and could not re-enter, though she wanted to comment on the Dakota project itself. After a short recess, Snyderville Chairman Ryan Dickey proposed postponing the public hearing. With apologies to the applicants, he said they have some egg on their faces, but they are still getting used to working with the electronic meeting system. The IT staff said there is a Zoom program that accommodates up to 500 people, but that license costs thousands of dollars. The staff said they could try to contact the company, get the license, and hold the hearing later on Tuesday's agenda. But planning commissioners noted that chagrined residents were already dropping out of the electronic meeting, and there was not an easy way to notify them later that night. Deputy County Attorney Jamie Bracken also mentioned to citizens that they can send emails to the Planning Commission. And following the Snyderville Commission's recommendation, there will still be hearings on Dakota Pacific held before the Summit County Council. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.